This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Welcome in to the Billy Stats Best Bets Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Today is January the 22nd, and I am your host, Billy Stats. Some call me Bama Billy, Bay Area Billy, Barnes Fashion Billy, Round Ball Billy, Basketball Billy, Bracket Billy, Billy Legs. Doesn't matter what you want to call me. All that matters is that you're tuning into this podcast, and I can't thank you enough. It's a really big day. A really big day, especially in Tennessee. We have the number one seeded Tennessee Titans taking on the Cincinnati Bengals today at 4:30. Should be a really good game in Nashville. Both offenses can score some points. And, of course, King Henry is going to play. Now, I don't know how many carries he's going to have. If you have to think if he has 10 or 15 and he looks good and the game's tight in the fourth quarter, then they're just going to ride him and they're going to try to get this win to move on to the championship game. But I don't know, and I hope he looks good. I'm rooting for Henry to come out and look good. I'm not a Titans fan by any means. Obviously, Bay Area Billy, big game for me tonight. But I want to see Henry healthy. I want to see the Titans healthy. I want to see both teams healthy, quite frankly. And I just want to see a really good game. And that's kind of what I'm hoping. I'm kind of hoping to have my two TVs set up, have the ending of the Titans game and the ending of Tennessee first LSU in college basketball. That's a big game today for Tennessee basketball as well. It's a big game. You know, we're in this time to where I asked the question the other day, rank the top five SEC coaches. And to me, and this is not me bashing Rick Barnes. If you're talking about right now, in this moment, I don't think Rick Barnes is a top five coach in the SEC. Now, if you look at body of work, I think you have to include him. He's been in the game a very long time. He does have a Final Four. He does have an Elite Eight. He's got a couple Sweet 16s. But, you know, part of me thinks that, well, when you coach for 30 years, if you're somewhat competent, you're going to have those opportunities. He's been put out more in the early rounds of the NCAA tournament than he's made a Sweet 16 run. So I'm kind of hit or miss on Rick Barnes. I like the guy. He seems like a good dude. He recruits players that aren't going to get in trouble. You're never going to have to worry about your program being in trouble under Rick Barnes, but I don't think you're going to win big. And so when you look at, like, this season, for example, Tennessee does not have a bad loss, right? Like, the way they lost, I guess, was bad. The way they got blown out against Kentucky was horrible. The way they got blown out against LSU was horrible. The way they got blown out against Villanova was horrible. It was a very tight game against Texas Tech. Both teams scored under 60 points. Both teams couldn't make any shot. It was a tight game against Alabama without Kenny Chandler and John Fulkerson. And so you're taking a look at the schedule, and they don't have a bad loss. At 12-5, they don't have a bad loss. But they also only have one good win, in my opinion. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, you know, that Colorado win was pretty good. That North Carolina win was pretty good. I don't think those two teams are good. And so, yeah, you did beat Arizona. I don't know. I mean, a win is a win. I'm not making excuses here. Arizona came out awful in the first half. And five more minutes of that game and you lose it. And so it's hard to kind of judge this year because Tennessee doesn't have a bad loss. But my argument is they only have one good win. When you see this much of an up and down type of team, and you take a look at the schedule and you take a look at the wins and losses, you kind of understand that this team is kind of just who they are, right? They're okay sometimes. They can play with good teams sometimes. They can get blown out by good teams. And maybe they'll beat good teams. I don't know. They're 1-5 against good teams right now. And this is year 7. This is year 7, and Urosh is your best big. And that's not a knock on Urosh. Like, he's playing hard. I love his enthusiasm. I love how much he is a great teammate. I love his effort on the court. I love that he's not going to back down to anyone. But he's not an SEC big, right? He's not Jabari Small. He's not Walker Kessler. And so that's frustrating to me. And so when I take a look at games, I'm like, who am I going to bet on? What am I going to do? And you take a look at an LSU team where I think Will Wade is a top five coach in the SEC. And I was having this conversation with Nate Hodges the other day. I think you could make the argument that Will Wade is a fringe top 10 coach in the nation. And a lot of people are going to hate that. A lot of people hate Will Wade for some reason. And they say it's because he cheated, but everyone cheats. Everyone cheats. He just happened to get caught cheating. So why are we going to hate the guy for doing the same thing everyone else does? If Will Wade was the coach of Tennessee, Tennessee fans would love him. Will Wade would be the equivalent of Lane Kiffin when Lane Kiffin coached football here. We would love the guy. We would love that he stands up for his players. We would love that he yells at the refs. We would love that he doesn't hold back anything in post-game interviews. But for some reason, because he got caught on FBI wiretap, we don't like the guy. Not me. I like Will Wade. I think he's a good coach. And a couple years ago, Tennessee should have hired him, frankly. If you look at the numbers, we kind of spoke about this last time, and I was wrong. I said that the game would have been tightly contested. I think I remember saying LSU 66, Tennessee 60, because the defenses were so good. And that's still the case this time. LSU is only giving up 81.3 points per 100 possessions, which ranks first in the nation. And Tennessee is giving up 88.5 points per 100 possessions, which is good enough for sixth in the nation. Both teams are turning the other team over at a decent clip. Both teams actually have very good offensive rebounding percentage numbers. Still, Tennessee isn't shooting the three very well. LSU doesn't either. I just go back to thinking that this is, again, going to be a defensive battle, especially if I think Xavier Pinson is not going to play for LSU. That is their point guard, the senior guard from Missouri. Kid is a player. He's a very smart point guard, understands the game, and that's going to hurt not having him on the court. Darius Days, 6'7", senior. He started all 18 games this year so far. He's shooting 34.5% from the three. Dude is a stud. He actually sprained his ankle against Alabama. I was actually watching that game. Will Wade coached LSU to almost beating Alabama down Darius Days and Xavier Pinson, two guys that can crush Tennessee if they're on the court. I believe Days is a game time decision. So even if he's out there, I don't expect him to be 100%. So that does go in Tennessee's favor. Speaking of the betting lines, I got Tennessee -5.5. I think it's going to be at home. I think Tennessee with Pinson and days out. I do think that helps Tennessee a little bit. And I think they're going to come out and they're going to look for revenge. Now, if Will Wade wins this game, I'm going to give up. I'm giving up on the season. And maybe that's wrong of me. Maybe Tennessee can still make a run, but I just don't see it. They'll be 1-6 against good teams. I don't know how I can continue to go at the bat for Rick Barnes and this team if they lose today. And that may be a tad bit of an overreaction. But Tennessee's got Florida, Texas, Texas A&M coming up. Like, those are not three easy games. You lose against LSU, you could easily go 1-2 in those next three games. And your season is in a world of hurt at that point. But you know what? Because I'm an idiot, I am taking Tennessee -5.5. I think that they do come out. They play tough. They hit a couple threes in front of the home crowd. The defense is smothering today, and a hostile crowd helps Tennessee get like a 7-8 point win with a depleted LSU team. Other games I like Colorado State -10.5 at Air Force. Colorado State's a really good team. I know 10.5 is a pretty big number, but I do like them to win by, 12 or 13. I like Oklahoma to cover the spread against Baylor. I got Oklahoma at +3.5. I like South Carolina to cover the 10.5 against Georgia. Georgia might be the worst team in the SEC. In fact, I think Georgia might be one of the worst teams we've ever seen in the SEC. They are that bad. I like Louisville -2.5 at home against Notre Dame. I like Kansas -7.5 on the road against Kansas State. Ole Miss +12.5 at Mississippi State. I think Mississippi State is the much better team here. But 12.5 points is a lot of points for Kermit Davis. Iowa -9.5 at home against Penn State. Arkansas -8.5 against Texas A&M. Arkansas's kind of found it. And it's almost like those old John Calipari teams where they kind of had to put it together for a little while. Seems like they've found it. I'm taking the Razorbacks -8.5. And I like San Diego State -4.5 against Boise State in a nightcap. If you get on DraftKings Sportsbook right now, really the only thing they're kind of offering is a college hoops parlay insurance. Place a 3-plus leg parlay and get a free bet if only one bet loses. And then if you're interested in the NFL games tonight, get a 25% boost on a 4-plus leg touchdown score parlay. So you got to pick guys that score touchdowns, put them in a 4-plus leg parlay, and you get a 25% boost. All legs must be on anytime first or last touchdown scores. So that's a pretty good bet if you want to bet on guys like Devontae Adams or Deebo Samuel to score anytime touchdowns. Find two more players, put in a parlay, you get a 25% profit boost, and it's a $50 max. So there you go. Get on DraftKings Sportsbook. Check all that out. I hope you enjoy your day of watching sports. Big Titans game, big San Francisco 49ers game, big game for Rick Barnes and the boys. So we'll see how it all shakes out. I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank DraftKings Sportsbook for presenting this podcast. And as always, I want to thank the 37, because without you guys, none of this would be possible. Be back again next week. Catch you then.